Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like, this one feels like actual Monday, and yesterday felt like hellish Monday. And I didn't really realize why I couldn't speak into a microphone yesterday when we started the show.
Daylight savings.
Man!
Yes.
Come on!
Absolutely.
Come on! Yesterday I realized about halfway through the day, and then I got immediately enraged again. Mad twice at daylight saving time. And you know what else I did all day yesterday was pronounce the S on savings just to piss off Brad.
Wait, what? Pronounce it? What do you mean?
It's not, you're not supposed to say savings, it's saving.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
you would.
You save the time. It's not a savings account.
Okay.
Nothing is more funny than having someone go, it's saving, Brian. Good morning, Chess Briggs.
Good morning.
Said she was up early this morning watching The Bachelor.
I was.
That sounds like a hell of a life choice. Hit up Tamara on the phones, 877. There we go with the numbers again. 971 hits or at 97.1 Amp Radio. DJ Majestic in the building.
Good morning.
We got the Amp Mini Mix going up at 7:55 and producer Brad behind the wheel of this ship because Edgar's out again being a dad.
Yeah. Good morning.
Of a tiny baby. And I'm excited for him for the next few days because he mentioned to us that they got to do the whole introduce baby sister to the 2-year-old Ariella. And you always want, we're going to see it on video.
Of course.
I mean, Edgar doesn't put anything in his life.
I mean, we've seen it all so far. We've seen it in the hospital room. We've seen a lot of it.
It is like a reality show. And we do got to check in on the guesses you guys thought of my little back patio stranger. Because I've got a creature that comes to visit my house every night.
Wait, did I see you? They came again last night.
It's back. There might be more.
The animal came last night too.
I got cameras at my house now. Which, by the way, if you do not have cameras at your house, they're not super expensive. Go to Amazon, grab some. It is endless entertainment. I watch people like cruise by my house and they slow down. I'm like, what you looking at, dog? Like, I see my girlfriend go in and out of the house. Yesterday, she took my dog, Leo, and our friend's dog, Luna, out and they're playing without leashes on in this little grass area. Then all of a sudden, I get a notification. Luna's standing at the front door by herself.
I don't know if it's like something that you should encourage people to do because I feel like yesterday, even during the show, I think like 4 or 5 times, you were like, oh, someone walked by my camera. And you were like, it was like a distraction for you. I'm like, oh, this isn't good. It's like the new Facebook, the new thing that distracts you when you're at work.
Oh, my God. I'm sure it'll run its course, but not for a while. I had the front driveway camera on and they had like the door. We have like a deck door in our kitchen. And they were watching The Bachelor last night, my girlfriend and all her friends. And we could hear them chatting. And I'm like, Pat, we can listen in.
Oh, my gosh.
So bad.
He said the same thing. He's like, do not want to hear what your girlfriend and her friends are talking about right now.
No.
I'm like, yeah, man. I come back in the room crying. I'm like, they're just talking about sex stuff. But if you go to 97.1 Amp Radio right now on Instagram, there is a video that I got another one we'll put up today because it's a little more clear today what this little creature is. But it's about the size of a small dog or a cat. And it kind of waddles across my little back patio, my townhouse, and it looks like to me and Chelsea look like a baby hippo, which is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I hope that's what it is.
Oh, I'm gonna catch it if it does. So we had you guys say what you thought it was. Here's some of the best guesses: a tiny pig, a raccoon, a naked rabbit. Didn't know that was a thing. We get naked rabbit a lot. Is naked rabbit a thing?
I don't know. Maybe there's like a hairless rabbit type situation. Rabbit? Like there's like a hairless cat. I don't know. I'm putting it out there.
Some lady tweeted at me that like it's like a norit or something. And then she tweeted a number like, this is an invasive species. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
It's not living in my house. It's in the back patio. A lot of people thought possum. I'm leaning more towards possum now because in the video I could kind of see a tail, but then someone said it just looks like a giant rat and not a possum.
Like
possum
is bigger. I think it's an armadillo, right?
Armadillo?
I think that's what it is. I really do.
I think the key to this mystery is I'll be back in Atlanta this weekend.
Gonna
have to feed it. I'm gonna have to try to get it so that it will sit up to eat a little bit of a snack so we can get a nice picture for the gram, everybody. So thank you for all your guesses. We'll put up another video now. If you are a possum expert, please text 877-971-HIT.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
6:27, and I heard it's supposed to be sunny today.
I hope so.
And the rest of the week, but it was so dark this morning because of you stupid spring forward.
I went hiking yesterday, and it was freezing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this isn't right. Come on, LA. I'm just over it. I'm ready for the summer.
This has been, and I know it's hard for us to complain, because if you look at, like, Chicago, it's been negative 25 yeah. degrees, and my mom living up in Seattle has, they're going to be in school till July this year because of how many school days or snow days they've had. It's hard to complain, but I feel like, you know, right now in the country, we can all complain together about how bad the weather's been lately. Just don't ask us to tell you what the temperature was.
No.
Just let us complain. We want to wear scarves and Uggs for the first time in months. All right, it finally happened. And I think that a lot of you are going to agree that sometimes police officers need the ability just to say, like, yeah, yeah, that was assault, but it was warranted.
Uh-huh.
Like a warranted assault. You know what I mean? Like it was justice. You had something coming to you. So what happened was, coming out of Florida, Ocean Park, Florida, a man named Jeffrey Alvord was arrested for assaulting a guy named Trevor Mooney on the beach. Now, the problem is that Alvord just got married and ended up spending his wedding night in jail. So what happened was, as Alvord was on the beach and they were taking their wedding photos. Big deal, right? I mean, the wedding photos, the,
of course.
Just right. I mean,
and you're usually trying to catch like sunset or sunrise. Like, it's usually all the timing when you're on the beach and the sun and the ocean. You know,
it's funny. That's such a woman's perspective, because I'm like, usually you're trying to catch me if I'm in your bridal party before like I've hit the open bar. And you're like, can we Photoshop Brian's like intoxicated lazy eye out of this photo? As if, you know, and you just like drooping down, like my tie's all pulled open. And stuff. So anyways, I know from weddings in the past that the ceremony happens, boom, everyone goes to the reception, but the wedding party, like, someone, usually like the maid of honor, turns into a military drill sergeant and is like, you there, we don't have time to mess around. So they're on the beach, and this dude will not get out of the background. 24-year-old Jeffrey Mooney will not get out of the background of these photos. And it is making the bride insane.
Oh, I'd be so frustrated.
Right, because he's like, oh my God, this beautiful beach in Florida. We just got married. This guy will not. He's just like, nah, it's a public beach. I'm not, part of me. I'm
like, let's get out of the way for a hot second. 20 minutes? Come on.
We don't know what he's going through, Chelsea.
Oh my
but also,
God.
Also, it is. Now, here's where I diverge from Mooney and his stubbornness. Because a part of me was like, yeah, you know, it is public beach. You know, you want a private beach? Go to a private beach, bro. Alvord, the husband, went over and was like, hey man, if I give you $50, will you get out of this picture? Because we need to get out of here. I've got like my mother-in-law on my back, my wife on my back, the bridesmaids on my back. My groomsmen are like, bro, wrap it up. We have an open bar to hit. And the guy refuses flat out to move. So then homeboy snaps, punches him in the face.
What? The groom does.
Groom snaps, punches the squatter in the back of his pictures right in the face.
Shoot.
And that's when I think the police need to come to a situation like that and say, instead of taking the groom to jail, say, listen, Mooney, bro, he did assault you, but you had that coming.
The Chelsea Report.
I'm going to cough real fast. Okay, now I feel better.
Right. Are you okay?
No.
We need to get her some vitamins.
Okay, so the Jonas Brothers have officially made it to the top, you guys.
I'm a sucker for you.
Ah, such a good song.
I'm actually really happy about that. Those guys seem like, you know, when they all came in studio, they really seem like they were back together doing music because they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first one to rip reunion tours because I just always think it's because like four of them are broke and they're trying to convince Justin Timberlake to like throw him a bone. Not that I'm being specific right now, but I'm...
Let me deliver the news first, Brad, because I haven't said it yet. But their comeback single, Sucker, has officially debuted at number one on the Billboard.
Are you kidding me?
Billboard Hot 100. Debut number one, baby.
Number one,
we're number one. I can't believe it. This is crazy. Thank you so much to everyone that downloaded and has been streaming Sucker.
We love you. All the people that went out and bought the song, streamed the song, watched the video, called the radio stations. You guys are amazing. I just want to punch them.
They hit number one What'd you say?
I mean, they could have just given like us a shout out specifically. Radio station.
It's all us. We did
okay,
it.
Whatever. Guys.
But this is crazy. They hit number one 14 years after launching their careers. Yes. They've never had a number one single. The highest they've ever charted was number 5 with, you know, their hot track Burning Up in 2008. So, yes, it's a big deal, you know?
It makes sense. It's like they're, you know, I feel like they're finally grown-ups making grown-up music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when they were kids and they were doing, yeah, sure, they were popular and like a lot of young folks loved them and like a lot, you know, our generation when we were young loved them, but it was kind of kid pop. Now it's like real music.
Yeah. By the way, Kevin Jonas actually tweeted me yesterday about saying sorry that I got kicked out of the Jonas Brothers show, which happened last week.
Do not be sorry, Kevin. She was not supposed to have her phone out at your secret show.
No, whatever.
And your security guard, give them a raise because they did their job.
It's only been 7 months since the fellas of BTS released their last album, and yesterday they announced they're already releasing another album next month. Which is crazy turnaround. It's but the album's called Map of the Soul Persona. Comes out April 12th. You can actually start pre-ordering it tomorrow, Brian.
Oh my God, Twitter's not ready for this.
No. And they also kick off their tour in May. So a lot going on for them. But honestly, they're just like the busiest guys I know. And I feel it's crazy that they already have this other album.
I mean, they tour with an army. So yeah. I'd imagine that when they're on, like, I'd love to see the full setup when they're actually on tour, you know, city to city. I want to see the recording studios. They have to have like something mobile they're recording on. It's unbelievable the entourage they have.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Kim Kardashian is taking her work with prison reform to the next level. She has agreed.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To pay 5 years of rent for a former inmate who was denied housing after being granted clemency.
Say what?
Yeah, his name is Matthew Charles. He spent 20 years in prison on drug and gun charges, nonviolent, and he was released. And because of his background, he couldn't find a place to live.
Right.
Kim heard the story and basically agreed to help out. She didn't promote it or anything. He actually posted on Facebook saying, you know, Kim did not want to do this for attention, but I had to share it because it's too good not to. And my heart is about to burst with happiness. And so he's just celebrating.
I mean,
which
that's
is pretty
cool. It's amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. I've lived through this situation. My father did 5 years in prison for nonviolent stuff, financial crimes, and he's really worked hard post prison to help other inmates who are, you know, getting back into mainstream society. And it's very difficult. All the hurdles you have to jump, you know, in terms of housing. I'm on his lease right now. Like, it's my apartment in Seattle that he lives in. He lived with me in Seattle. I had a studio apartment, my first radio show. This is 6 years ago. We lived in a studio apartment together, me and him.
That's
beds
like a TV
8
show.
Feet apart. Yeah. It was so funny. One time he was like, "Bri, I don't want to be like a bother to you." Because, you know, I was like kind of his check-in for his home detention. He's like, "So, you know, if you ever like on a date or something and
Girls,
I'll just sit out in the hallway in a chair."
No,
and I'm like, how much more awkward? Like, who's that? I'm like, it's my butler. So, I know, I'm really happy. That's really awesome that Kim would do that, because it doesn't take much for inmates to trip up and to not be able to get over those hurdles. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it costs in recidivism costs and other things. So as much as the, you know, Kardashian, I'm in on the hate train. They bother me a lot. Good for you, Kim.
Good job. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar's out, so just like Chelsea and I staring at each other.
I know.
We have a very awkward setup in the studio when Edgar's out. It's like, I feel like we're on a weird radio date.
I know. It's so true.
We need more faces in here. It's so strange. Should we just light a candle in between us?
I feel like we're on like a reality show too, where people are like listening to our guys. Like, you know, like Brad and Tam are just standing around filming us for social. Boy. And
Edgar, come on back, buddy. I know you got a 2-day-old baby, but someone's got to keep this thing organized. All right. I'm a former teacher. I taught kindergarten, which I know sounds ridiculous, but I don't do it now. But I have a respect for teachers. I have respect for kids that are funny. I think that teachers have an amazing sense of humor. And so anytime I see a story that involves teachers posting what kids have used as excuses for not doing their homework or just stories or things they've told them, I'm going to talk about it because they make me laugh. And so this, I found a list, and these are screenshots. We'll post the story on 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram. You can swipe up and read them. But these are actual pictures of test answers that kids have put on very... I mean, most of these are elementary school and, you know, fifth, sixth grade. And mm-hmm. they are hilarious. The first one, the question is... I earn money at home by, the kid answered, I don't. And then it said, why? I am a freeloader.
That's good parents. Good parents.
The next one I got is, it's a list of things from a Spanish quiz. And it says, the question says, use commands to tell your sister to do the following things. And it's got a list of things. Mm-hmm. And the kid's answer was, I don't have a sister. And then he moved on. It's a heady play.
Yeah, that's funny.
This question posted, this is what ended in 1896? Clearly a history quiz, right? Mm-hmm. What ended in 1896? This kid's answer, 1895.
That's smart, though. I mean, it's
technically accurate. The next one is from a math quiz, and it's like one of those greater than or less than situations where you do the little alligator mouth opening towards the bigger or smaller number. And it said, write greater than or less than. And the kid just wrote or down the entire thing because it looked like or was also an answer possibility. Here we go. What are three things you want to do in the future? Number one, the kid answered, get a girlfriend.
Aww.
Number two, kiss her.
Oh my gosh.
Number three, rule the world.
Oh, what a romantic.
That escalated quickly. All right, here we go. This is from an art quiz. And the question was, what is your favorite hue? A hue is like a color or a shade.
Shade, yeah.
What is your favorite hue? This little guy answered, Jackman. Oh. Hugh Jackman is his favorite hue. This is amazing. This next one, it's a student survey from a fourth grade class. In one word, describe school. He wrote in capital letters, hell. Probably not going to get bonus points on that question.
School's not for everyone, you know?
This is from a science quiz in a second grade or third grade class. The question is, why are there rings on Saturn? This student answered, because God liked it, so he put a ring on it.
I love that. So clever.
I feel like if you're the teacher, you got to give him points for the Beyonce reference.
Yeah.
And this is the last one, and I think this is probably the most accurate question or answer to a question I've ever heard in a history test. And it's from a fifth grader and says, imagine you lived at the same time as Abraham Lincoln. What would you say to him or ask him?
Mm-hmm.
The answer, I'd tell him not to go to plays.
Oh.
If you're not familiar with Abraham Lincoln's history, that is where it all ended. Was that a play? All right. Coming up next, we have Are your kids smarter than me? I don't know how to say it when it's like, usually it's like, is your car full of kids smarter than me? We're going to be playing for a 4-pack of Clippers tickets this Friday against the Chicago Adult Grown Cows. I'm not allowed to say their mascot name, and that's ridiculous. But we're playing for that. So ideally, your kids aren't trying to put rings on Saturn because they think Saturn's hot and they like it a lot. So call in right now if you want to play. 877-971-HITS. Is your car full of kids smarter than me?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar Bryan and Chelsea Edgar out being a dad to a 2-year-old today. Little Alani Isabella Sotelo. And I believe she's headed home at some point in time today.
Yeah, sometime today.
That's word on the street around the studio, though we don't know a whole lot. We follow Instagram and find out the details just like the rest of y'all. Now it's time to play.
Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids?
I think I caught you right in the middle of rubbing your eyeball.
Delayed.
Chelsea was up late last night watching The Bachelor and early this morning.
Yeah.
Because she's bringing you the hard-hitting news coverage that you all deserve. Coming up later. Today we're playing for a 4-pack of tickets to the Clippers game this Friday against Chicago. You can get tickets and information at clippers.com. I think probably my favorite part about this game on Friday with the Clippers is that Soulja Boy playing the halftime show. And I am guessing that the way Soulja Boy has been going lately, I am guessing that we will have something to talk about on Monday.
I hope so.
Because Ja Rule had a bit of a memorable halftime performance in Milwaukee. And I have a feeling Soulja Boy is going to have one as well.
Great.
So now let's meet who we're playing with today, who I'm playing against. We've got Beatrice. Good morning, Beatrice.
Good morning.
And who in the car with you are going to, well, in theory, beat me in trivia?
I have Nicholas and Valentina.
Nicholas,
what's up?
I'm really hoping Valentina's
Hi.
Not... Good
Come
morning,
on.
Everybody. I got to be honest. I'm hoping Valentina... I'm hoping Valentina's not the one to tell me why I'm going to lose, because I have a feeling the name Valentina just already scares me.
Sounds sassy.
It does. Who's going to tell me? Who's gonna talk trash for that car, Beatrice?
Me.
All right, what do you have to say? Make it good.
I will. Nicholas.
Okay.
I think you're going to lose because you have a horrible record.
That's true. Facts.
And you haven't seen Coco.
I haven't seen Coco.
You still have it, right?
I don't want to cry on an airplane by myself to a cartoon. All right. I'm going to step out of the studio. You guys are going to get 3 questions, and I'm going to get the same 3. Good luck, guys.
All right, get out of here, okay. Brian. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And in the movie Frozen, where do Anna and Elsa live?
Arendelle. Okay.
All right. In the TV show Doc McStuffins, what is the stuffed lamb's name?
Come on, you got this.
Lammy.
All right. And now we're going to play a little piece of music for you. You have to finish the lyric, okay? Here we go. All right, good.
Good
All right, hang on, guys. Let's get Brian back
All right,
in.
Brian, get back in here. Come on.
I'm feeling confident today, by the way.
Oh, you think so?
I got up this morning. I did a little cardio before the show. I've had a Red Bull. Ready to do this.
Let's get your 30
we'll
seconds.
See.
In the movie Frozen, where do Anna and Elsa live?
Iceville.
Oh, in the God. TV show Doc McStuffins, what is the stuffed lamb's name?
Doc McStuffins is a real thing.
Oh my! Yeah.
The lamb's name?
Yes.
Lammer.
What's your answer?
I'm going Lammy. Lammy.
Okay. And let's play a little. Finish the lyric here, please. Finish this lyric.
Oh, you jerks. Alone Colo Blanco. That is a dirty trick right there.
So all right, let's go over the answers. You guys feeling pretty confident in the car?
Yay!
Did I come close to that lyric? Does anybody know? Oh, God.
We'll see,
guys.
We'll see.
In the movie Frozen, where do Anna and Elsa live? The answer was Arendelle.
Oh,
and the kids got it right.
Dang it. Frozeville's wrong, you mean?
In the TV show Doc McStuffins, what is the stuffed lamb's name? The answer both of you got correct is Lammy.
Yes!
And of course, you completely screwed up the lyric. Let's play for Brian what the lyric we gave them was.
Good luck, son of me. I don't even know that one.
We just gave them the actual, like, the hook, and we gave you the Spanish part.
You jerks. You gave me the Spanish part. Congratulations to you guys. You won a 4-pack of tickets to the Clippers game this Friday against Chicago. Nicholas, you were correct. I kept my poor record, so thank you for that.
0 wins.
You're welcome, he says.
The Chelsea Report.
Rihanna is teasing new music, you guys, kinda, sorta. She posted an Instagram photo of her in the studio, so fans are freaking out because Rihanna hasn't released new music in a while, but the picture she posted is basically of her manager's baby sitting on, like, the studio console, whatever you call it. It's not a console.
Console.
What would it be called? But is it called a console?
Console.
Maybe
studio console. Council
is called a console.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The council would be like a group of people hanging out in there giving her feedback on her music.
But anyways, people are very excited. Clearly, she's working on new music, or she's in the studio at least, you know, playing around with new tunes, and so we're all hoping she's working on that 9th studio album.
That's so funny how much we deliberate and try to break down, like, Instagram posts and stuff. It'd be like if someone just sent a picture, Rihanna's in a guitar center. Oh my gosh, she's in a guitar center. Guys, she's probably making a new album.
Well, we're just hoping because it's been so long since she's released music. So this year, 2019, Rihanna, give us new music.
Fake news.
So pretty sure I got confirmation that Justin Bieber listens to Amp Radio, or at least he listened to our Jonas Brothers interview we did last week, or like saw a headline or something. So kind of a recap, during our interview with the Jonas Brothers, Joe basically confessed that his fiance Sophie Turner was a massive Justin Bieber fan. Here it is.
I think even Sophie said that she wanted to be in a video at some
point.
She did.
She's like, when am I going to be in a music video?
She was a fan of the Jonas Brothers, right?
Kind of. She was more of a fan. She's more of a Bieber fan.
Okay.
I'd walk into her childhood bedroom and there were still like pictures of a Bieber on the wall. And I was like, okay. We're all Bieber fans here.
Yeah.
Did you hear how he said kind of? He sounded so deflated.
I know.
Kind of. Oh,
baby, you should go and love yourself. So I saw this yesterday, there's a comparison there. So Justin basically posted on his Instagram story a video of him filming Haley, his wife, and she's confessing that she's a huge Jonas Brothers fan. And on the video, Justin basically wrote, "Joe, it's mutual." And here's the video.
I was a Jonas Brothers fan.
What?
I was a Jonas Brothers fan.
What?
I'm sorry. Don't tickle me, please.
I mean,
so there you have it.
And that whole video is funny because it's like, he's like, what? You're a Jonas Brothers fan? As they're flying on a private jet. And she's like, don't tickle.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, I look at it, I'm like, oh, he listens to her. You know what? I don't even care anymore. I'm a sucker for excited you. For 1 second that he listens to our show.
No. I thought it was cool. Okay, so a big trend that's happening on Twitter right now is that people are ranking all the chips in the Frito-Lay variety pack. So this is the video that kind of started it all.
Doritos.
Yes.
Cheetos.
Yes.
Lay's. Lay's. Last. And I picked this up just to empty the bag on the ground. And I used the bag just to pop it.
And now Chris Evans, Mr. Captain America himself, joined in the debate yesterday. He ranked them. And he ranked them 1, Cool Ranch Doritos, 2, Cheetos, 3, Nacho Cheese Doritos, 4, Fritos, 5, Barbecue Lays, and 6, Original Lays. What would be your number one, Bri?
My number one, man, that ranges. I put Cheetos, Barbecue Lays, and Nacho Cheese Doritos all in my rotating number one.
Oh,
just depends on the mood I'm in.
Okay.
But Fritos and Original Lays, out.
Yeah, I agree.
And the reason you know that Original Lays are like an easy, cheap chip that it's a box filler. They give you like 9 bags of Original Lay's and they only give you 2 bags of Cheetos.
Oh yeah.
Cause they know that Cheetos are a hot commodity and they just give you all this potato original trash.
You're right. It's trash. I would say my number one would be nacho cheese Doritos and Cheetos. I mean, for sure.
It's hard to beat the flavor in those things. I mean, the more bland they get. And also like Fritos, like I like Fritos, but I like the barbecue. I like the flavor twists. I like the ones with just different flavorings than regular. Just regular boring.
Hard-hitting news today. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, we need your help. We need your help in this studio. Chelsea needs a game reboot. Mm-hmm. Now, we followed Chelsea's dating life pretty extensively, actually.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you at times. You know, we'll get a Bird Box update later this week. But still, Chelsea, even when you're out dating, you know, going on dates with Bird Box, you're still out in the clubs, out girls' nights. And we realized that
I mean, your game is weak.
Well, here's the thing. I've never really questioned it. Like, it's always been, you know, I'm good at meeting people, having conversations. But it was just like this past weekend, I had a couple moments. I got rattled. Yeah, for sure. I like approached two different guys and they kind of gave me this weird like rejection. But it was in a way where I was like, oh, maybe like this isn't working.
We have
for me
the
anymore.
Confession. This happened yesterday. Chelsea telling us about her weekend and about her just feeling rattled about talking to a couple guys at a bar.
I'm not very good at picking up guys. Like, I had, like, two in a row, like, rejections, kind of. Yeah. Like, if I want to go talk to someone, my go-to pickup line will be like, I'm sorry, you look so familiar. How do we know each other? So I said that to this one guy that I thought was cute. I walked up to him. He was, like, with his friend. They both just looked at me like I was an idiot. And his one friend was like, well, that's not possible because he's visiting from Seattle. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then, like, they're like, oh, are you here to see the show? And I'm like, yeah, I'm really excited about this guy who's performing. He's like, oh, well, you know, you're, like, missing it right now. And I was like, are you shooing me away? Literally, like, an hour later, I started talking to this other guy, and I was just like, oh, I like your shirt. Yeah, and the same thing, the guy just kind of looked at me like I was weird and then, like, turned around and started talking to his friend. I was like, what is going on? Do I have something on my face? It was awful.
I mean, there's a lot of girls who heard that. I mean, but listen, talking to guys or girls or talking to people face-to-face is something we don't do very much anymore because of apps. So we need your help right now. 877-971-4487. Let's help Chelsea get her swag back, her groove back.
No game.
Like, what works for you? Like, what things have you done at bars, and how do you start conversations? I think that this is a bigger topic in terms of we don't really talk to each other anymore, and how do we do it in a way that you just want to get to know these
dudes? It's just
like
opening up a conversation, like keeping it casual. Like, is it just as simple as, hey, I'm Chelsea, nice to meet you? But to me, that feels kind of boring. Is it, Majestic?
I don't know. I mean, it's all the way you approach it, kind of your demeanor and stuff like that. I think if you try that, Chelsea, you'd highly have more success than doing the whole shirt thing.
I feel like it's just opening a conversation, though.
Simply meh.
I mean, here's the thing right now. Guys, you can hear it in her voice.
You guys.
She needs her swag back, man. Her game's rattled. Our girl's game is rattled, and we need your help. We know we have some listeners out there that are confident. We hear them on Tipsy Talk. Now, granted, they've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
We need what are your strategies? How do you go into a conversation? What are the things you say? We can't have Chelsea running around going, hey, don't I know you? And them just saying, nah, bye.
Come on, people.
We need some strategies. Call or text right now. 877-971-4487. 877-971-HITS. We got a couple great texts. This one from the 805. Chelsea, did you have your hair in a ponytail?
Something
about ponytails make guys go goo-goo.
I did have my hair in a ponytail.
Pulled back tight?
Yeah.
All right. This 805 says that's the move right there.
That's funny.
From the 714, before I go in and make any conversations and use any of my lines, I always make sure that I make a lot of eye contact with them from across the room, shoot a couple smiles. If I get a couple smiles back, I kind of feel like that's breaking the ice, and then I go in with my move. So, let's go to the phone line, see what we got. Marlena in Long Beach, what do you think?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Don't worry. You got life to live.
I was like, in the car. Yeah, I was in the car, and I just called on a whim. I did not think I would get on, and then I was like picking up my coffee. So it's not ready yet.
Hello. Can you help me out?
Hello. Yeah. So I think you had an off night.
Okay.
Because I've definitely had this conversation with a lot of my guy friends, and they're always like definitely when we've been out, and I've noticed this in the last few years, people just don't go up to each other as much. And I think a lot of guys sometimes are like, they don't want to come off as creepy. And I also know that like sometimes when a guy approaches me, I'm like, oh, it's a little creepy. But I've definitely heard from my guy friends that they're always like so stoked and honored when a girl approaches them.
I think you have a good point, though, because that's what we were talking about in the beginning, is it's not even so much like a game thing as it is. I think they were taken aback because nobody does this anymore. We have apps, right? Like
No, exactly.
Like everyone... Even we talked about this before. Even blind dates aren't even blind dates anymore. You already know half the things about the person.
I think that's what was weird too, is that I felt nervous. Where like I shouldn't feel like I didn't know how to approach them, and I felt that some anxiousness where it's like I talk for a living, like right. I shouldn't be feeling that. But I think it's something maybe like a lot more people are feeling than we realize.
I think she's right. She nailed it.
Yeah,
it was an off night, and you just happened to go up to two guys who were taken back, and one might have just been an a-hole.
it wasn't meant to be anyways. Thank you for making me feel better.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
I mean, I think it's a struggle that everybody who actually tries to talk to people. I don't even remember the last time I tried to talk to somebody. I think it was my girlfriend, but I was like 6 or 7 drinks deep. And I was feeling, I don't know what I said. Probably just mumbling, and she was just like, easy target. We got this text. Hey, and I'm just going to throw this one out there from the 323. Okay. Looks like a pretty solid strategy. She said, I straight up walk up to him and I spill a drink on him.
Whoa, that's expensive, actually.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be alcohol.
True, it better be water.
That's a whole production.
The Chelsea Report.
Oh, man. The Bachelor aired last night. It was the first episode of its 2-part finale, and it was intense, to say the least. There were a lot of tears. The episode basically picked up with them tracking down Colton after he jumped the fence.
Thank God we finally figured out what happened there.
I know. And honestly, though, it was well worth the wait, because this has been great. This episode last night, it was incredible.
I mean, I just have a beef for the fact that they teased that fence jump like the first episode. And then every week it was like, does he jump the fence next week? Well, what about now?
Well, let's be honest. The season's been a little bit boring. So I think that was definitely, this has been the most exciting thing that's happened. But when they found Colton, you know, he's walking down the street, he's crying, he's upset. And he basically says he's done with the show.
Dude, I'm done with
okay, well, we can be done. What do you want? You want to be done with the whole thing?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, so the crazy thing is, though...
He's not done! That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, for the first time in Bachelor history, Colton went from having 3 women to 0. So, basically, he falls... He admits that he falls in love with Cassie, but then she leaves him. That was in the episode previous. So he's saying, okay, well, I know I already told Cassie I love her and wanted to be with her, so I have to break up with these other 2 women because I can't be with them now.
They can't. I mean, even if he didn't break up with those 2, when they watch the season back and they find out that that's what happened, they're like, are you kidding me?
I'm breaking up with you now. Yeah. So this is some audio of him breaking up with Hannah.
I can't be in love with 2 people. Where my feelings are in another relationship is at a stronger point than where I'm at with you. I realize that I loved Cassie.
I didn't expect for you to say that.
Yeah, so...
This dude has cried more than anybody in Bachelor history.
I think you're right about that, Brian.
It's not even close. Like, every picture I see on Twitter trending is just him crying.
Yeah, so tonight, the second part of the finale airs. I'm very excited about it. Apparently... He attempts to win Cassie back. So that's the question. Will he win her back? The episode, the kind of tease they gave, ends with him knocking on Cassie's door. So what do you think, Brian? Do you think he's got the moves to win her back?
I ask my girlfriend for her one sentence recap always.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she watched on the East Coast. I'm tired. I was doing shows, stand-up shows last night. She wrote back that Colton definitely is with Cassie.
Okay.
And she thinks because in that post interview or whatever, the tease interview, Colton looked way too confident when talking with Chris Harrison. He had a swag about him that she says... She thinks he lost his virginity.
Okay.
She thinks he traded in the V card with old Cass.
I'm totally backing up Jessica because I felt the same thing. He got a new haircut. He definitely looks way more confident. So we will see.
You ain't got the answers, man.
We will see tonight. I'm very excited about this. Okay, moving on. UFC fighter Conor McGregor has been arrested again, this time for smashing the phone of a fan. So according to the police report, the owner of the phone, who's the fan, attempted to take a photo. Conor slapped the victim's phone out of his hand, causing it to fall on the ground. McGregor then allegedly stomped on the phone several times, damaging it, and then he picked up the phone and walked away with it. So... There's that. Apparently, it is captured on surveillance video. Conor was arrested, booked for robbery, strong arm, and criminal mischief over $1,000. Was held on a $12,000 bail, which he posted, and he has been released. But that's the latest in the drama with him.
I always find it funny when we are surprised when Ultimate Fighters do Ultimate Fighter things outside the ring. It's like, yeah, you're gonna be a little bit off with a bit of a tip. Have you seen UFC fighting? Conor McGregor he's not like a really chill person outside the ring and then turns it on. That's who he is. Get your camera out of his face.
Yeah, but like also give it a break. You don't have to be angry when you're not in the ring. Like just like chill out a little bit. Like do some meditating. Like do some yoga.
Do some meditating. Right? Go on a yoga retreat to Hawaii with Chelsea, okay?
Seriously. Lastly, the Jonas Brothers have officially made it to the top. Their comeback single, Sucker, debuted at number one in the Billboard Hot 100. This is a huge deal. This is their first number one single ever. They launched their music career 14 years ago, so the highest they've charted was at number five with their bop, Burn It Up, in 2008.
Their bop?
It's a good song. I love that song. But yeah, they posted this video celebrating their accomplishment.
Are you kidding me?
Billboard Hot 100 debut, number one, baby.
Number one!
We're number one. I can't believe it. This is crazy. Thank you so much to everyone that downloaded and has been streaming Sucker.
We love you. All the people that went out and bought the song, streamed the song, watched the video, called the radio stations. You guys are amazing. I just want to punch them.
Congrats to the Joe Bros. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Yeah, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar out, taking care of his two-day-old baby, little Alani Isabella Sotelo. I believe she will be making her way back to the Sotelo household today. But we'll be waiting for those updates. Either we'll maybe get it tomorrow, maybe Thursday. But you can probably get it on Instagram stories first. It's kind of how...
They've been good about documenting this journey.
Edgar has. I'd love to ask, I know, like, when you are in a radio show environment... especially if you're the significant other of somebody or on a radio show. There's really nothing ever sacred, and I've been in trouble for that before as well. We've had Janet on the phone when she didn't know she was on the phone, Edgar's wife, when she was on her way to the hospital, and she's like, oh, God, I have an audience. We're like, he's like, sorry, babe. You know what you're getting into. So we'll find out this week, later this week, how it's going. And I am super interested in it because I've never really thought I'm learning so much through Edgar and his and Janet and their Ariella and the new one Alani, the new little girl. I'm really interested to see how that interaction goes,
like when Ariella meets her new sister. Right. I am too. I'm excited to see those videos because she's like the sweetest little girl, but I think she's got a sassy side to her too.
So I've been collecting text message stories all morning. If you have a good story about what you heard your sister or brother did when you got brought home from the hospital, or what your kids did, text them right now, 877-971-4487. I want to collect just a bunch of these stories of just nightmares, situations of what kids did. Because it's weird, right? You got a two-year-old who doesn't really comprehend what's going on all the way, and you just, their reaction's priceless. We got a text this morning from the 310 saying that when her mom brought her home, her little sister, or her older sister, tried to put her in the trash can. So...
I like that you want to gather the nightmare ones to show Edgar.
Yeah, come on.
Sweet ones, too. Like, some kids are sweet when they meet their
sibling. I want
no
sweet ones. I want all funny ones. All right, a study just came out of the top 20 happiest cities in the country, and California, Southern California, nailed it on four cities, which makes sense. We're in an area with a lot of sun, a lot of palm trees. It's hard to be in a bad mood when you're around palm trees, at least in my experience.
And I grew up Avo toast,
palm trees, beaches, wave, everything's nice. What cities, if you had to guess a city in Southern California that made the list in the top 20 happy cities, Chelsea, which one would you guess?
Ooh, it's cities in Los Angeles.
Just the area, Southern California, just in general.
Orange County.
Well, yeah, I mean city.
City. Burbank.
Okay. Matt?
San Diego. That counts, right?
San Diego. Yeah, okay, we got San Diego. Producer Brad?
I would have said San Diego, too.
Well, you can't. He stole it. So.
All right, Santa Cruz. Is that in
San No, that is not. That is Central California. So it's almost as bad as guessing a county.
Santa Monica.
Tam, can you yell one out?
Marina Del Rey.
That's a good one.
Well, one of us in here nailed it. And someone was close, very close. San Diego was 18th on the list of 20.
Just made it.
Glendale, believe it or not, was number 17.
I'm close to Burbank.
That's right. We'll round to the nearest Burbank on that one. But the two highest that we had were interesting. They're both in Orange County. Number two, Irvine.
Also right.
And you can't claim a county.
It's not a city.
Get out of here. Orange County. Who'd have thought some people were going to be happy in Orange County. Let's see what they got in Orange County. Well, beaches, a little bit of money, so I've heard, yeah. And a big crew of the Real Housewives. All right, number two is Irvine. Number five, Huntington Beach. I'm surprised that we don't have 17 out of 20. Right? Just all the way down the coast. Like, what are you guys bitching about in Redondo Beach? How come you can't make it on this study? So, if you're listening on the radio.com app and you're looking out your window right now in Detroit, Michigan, not that that's where Chelsea family's
shout out
from,
to my
but
mom and dad.
They took last.
Oh, wow.
So head this way, guys. Head west.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
You're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar out for a day. Well, or two. We're not sure. He's out today and tomorrow. Or with, you know, he's got a new baby. I don't know how long it takes.
Daddy duty, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes when you have a brand new baby. I don't know how long you got to be out for it. But he will be sharing his updates with us. And thank you to everybody who followed along. The last week was a little bit of an up and down ride with, you know, Janet getting a traction. Thought mm-hmm. she was having the baby. Edgar left, came back. At one point, he was voted out of the studio by you guys. So he will be back shortly. I found this story. Went viral, and I just want to talk about it because I know it's going to make Chelsea's head explode with rage. It was shared over 28,000 times. A woman named Kimberly Hawkesford went on a Tinder date with a guy, and then 3 months later, he decided he was going to message her to tell her all the things she could have done to make the date better.
Okay.
Which I'm sure would be received quite well. By Kimberly. So here's the message, and I want to get your reaction as I read it because I know he bullet pointed it for her to make it easier. Hello, Kimberly. I know we went on a date quite a while ago, but I'd like to explain why I haven't messaged you. I feel like you could have made the date much better. Here are a few reasons why. Brace yourself.
Yeah.
If you lost some weight, you would look incredible.
Stop.
Maybe a few pounds or so. Number two, you are very pale. I know you aren't a fan of the sun, but a bit of a fake tan wouldn't hurt. Here's some great male advice here. You have quite large breasts, so you should just show off cleavage more.
Are you serious?
This guy's for real.
Wow.
I think you need to wear clothes that suit your figure and maybe update your style slightly. Hold on. Just so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
You cannot. This guy cannot be serious.
This guy is for real.
No.
Mm-hmm. Next, you need to dye your hair a normal color and add some extensions.
What?
Longer hair is much more attractive.
Ugh.
You need to look more natural. Stop wearing makeup. Just make yourself look decent, but don't overkill it. Next, your lips have gone down, so you should think of getting more filler.
Oh, my God.
I know you said you regretted it, but filler would make you look sexy.
Who does this guy think he is?
Well, his name is Luke James, if you want to look him up.
Yeah, well, I'm actually really curious to see what he's all about.
She actually commented that she's done a lot to protect his identity because this went so viral, and though she hates his guts, she doesn't want him to get the full wrath of the internet. The fact you take things slow.
Human being.
Wait. The fact you take things slow makes you look like a prude.
Damn.
I didn't get a kiss, which messed with my ego. Be more sensitive to the feelings of others.
This is too much. This can't be real.
No,
this
it's real.
This guy is like my worst nightmare.
When we had food, I know you got a salad. But having a full non-diet Coke is more calories, and you really don't need those.
Oh, my God.
Keep your past to a minimum. I don't care about it. When you were talking about all the things you've been through, get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at a single one of my jokes.
Because maybe you're not funny, bro.
That can't be possible. This guy seems so hilarious. You made me feel like crap when you offered to pay for dinner. It's like you thought I didn't have enough money after telling me how much money is it. After me telling you how much money is in my account. And finally, you didn't compliment me once.
Wow.
If you take these things on board, I might consider another date with you.
The most narcissistic idiot that I've ever experienced.
I'll give you 1 month to get back in touch with me. If you can make these changes, I think we have a shot. Good day to you,
Brian,
Kimberly.
You have to stop. I need it. I can't. I hate him.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So we're going to do a little contest. It's called We Forgot to Give Out Something Earlier in the Show with a Contest. So caller 9 right now at 877-971-HITS. You're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to the screening of the movie Us. opens in theaters March 22nd from the mind of Academy Award winner Jordan Peele. It comes a new nightmare. Us from Universal Pictures. That was the written copy. I didn't just have that memorized. If you haven't seen the trailer for Us, it looks terrifying.
Yeah,
basically,
it does.
From what I've seen, it looks like a family has like a murderous family that's kind of like their like doppelganger-y type situations, and they're trying to murder them.
It premiered at South by Southwest this last week, and people are raving about it. So it's supposed to be really good.
It's one of the movies that the trailer made me scared, and I like scary movies, so I'm gonna have to go to it alone because my girlfriend will never go to scary movies with me. Earlier in the show today, we talked about I'm a former kindergarten teacher, which I know is hard to believe because of the chaos that is my life now. But I found trending on the internet screenshots of ridiculous answers on tests that kids had, written on their tests, and teachers screenshot it, and there's a collection of them. And I remember when I was a kindergarten teacher, I just got owned every single day by my kids. Every single day. Like, I remember one time on the playground, I found a little boy peeing on the side of the big toy playground thing. And I was like, hey, man, we're not allowed to do that. And his answer to my statement, it stopped me in my tracks. He goes, why? It's just so easy.
You're like, well, like, no rebuttal.
Damn good point, bro. That's funny. It is pretty easy, but it's not fair to flaunt that little gift we have where we're able just to pee on anything we want. All right, so dopest moment of the show goes to some of the kids of the tests that I found. The question is, I earn money at home by, the kid answered, I don't. And then it said, why? I am a freeloader. The next one I got is from an art quiz. And the question was, what is your favorite hue? A hue is like a color or a shade.
Shade, yeah.
What is your favorite hue? This little guy answered, Jackman.
Oh,
Hugh Jackman is his favorite hue. This is from a science quiz in a second grade class. The question is, why are there rings on Saturn? This student answered, because God liked it, so he put a ring on it.
I love that.
You gotta be honest. If you're the teacher and a kid quotes Beyonce lyrics,
you have to give them an A.
100%.
Like, definitely.
Right, it's like a loophole.
Yeah.
In life, the answer, if the answer is Beyonce, you are correct. So that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. We are Edgar, Brian, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.